48-yard field goal off the left hash. Brett Kuhn on the snap. Tim Maestey down to one knee. Arm extended. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick to the uprights. And it is good! It
yes!
is good! With 14 seconds remaining, the Packers have tied the game at 22.
Tell me that was a little clutch football right there.
My goodness, you talk about an answer.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, one solid, consistent performer, Mason Crosby, in the NFC Championship game, 5 for 5 on field goals. What type of a weapon do you have now in him and just the confidence that you have in him?
Well, I mean, Mason, we keep acting like, you know, what happened a long time ago, it happened yesterday. I don't know why we do that, but I mean, he's kicked very well for a long time. He's breaking records. And, you know, I thought at Seattle was probably his finest, you know, road performance. You know, I thought he hit the ball great all day, and he was big for us in that game.
Maybe Mason Crosby's finest moment, your offensive line, has had a lot of fine moments. I thought the Seattle game was another one.
Oh, no doubt. I thought our O-line was extremely physical up front. We wanted to go right at him in a run game. We did that. Michael Bennett gave us some fits, you know, with his, you know, the way he plays, you know, even in the pass protection part of it too. So I thought our O-line played well.
Clinton Dix had a couple of interceptions, and what are you looking for, Mike, from him in year two?
Well, having a chance to talk to Ha and all the rookies, and you're really finished with the standard line. I'm sure you've heard time and time again the importance of the rookies to take a huge step going into their second year. He obviously has a very good foundation to build off of. You know, I know he was excited about the opportunity here. Loves Green Bay, and you know, we just had a very positive. Positive meeting. So I'm excited about our rookie class, and you know, I thought I had a heck of a year.
Mike, you have made a huge investment as far as your team's culture in dealing with noise at an opponent's field. I mean, you started in OTAs, and it's been going on for several years. Did you find that investment paying off in that situation, the NFC Championship game?
No doubt about it. I mean, the cadence mechanics were the best I've ever seen. I mean, when you go into, you know, an opposing stadium, especially that loud, and you're drawing, you know, their defensive line off sides, I mean, that speaks volumes. So Aaron's a master of that, you know, as far as the cadence and our, you know, our O-line and just the communication and the network that they have and the adjustments they've made. I thought that was probably the best performance I've ever seen in that type of environment.
We talked about Ha, but are there other younger players, Mike, that you look to take another step or maybe bigger roles next year?
All of them. I mean, I've told every single one of them. I've told them the history of, you know, players that make a huge leap from years 1 to 2. And frankly, the ones that were in year 2 that didn't have that huge leap, it's, you know, they did make sure they do it going from 2 to 3. So everything we do is designed on the development of young players. You know, our investments as an organization and the design of how we teach our players is very evident where the focus is. And with that, they need to respond.
All right, next up, our final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back on the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, every year, this time of the year, you know, next year you'll have a different team. Is it an uncertain time? Are there key cogs that you're thinking about for next year as far as just kind of planning ahead?
No, I'm really not thinking about next year, but I know the process of building 2015 is, you know, is starting to happen. So, you know, we've had our exit interviews. We'll sit down as a coaching staff, go through the final grades, and then we'll start the evaluation process probably right after the Super Bowl. So we'll get started then, and you know, we'll go about the way we always do. We always talk about looking at every component, what needs change, what needs adjusted, and what we need to emphasize. That approach has never changed. I thought we really hit the target. Looking back on last year, the number of things we did change, I thought were excellent. I think the things we adjusted worked out very well too, and you know, we need to continue to emphasize the importance of culture and leadership in our locker room, and I thought that was probably our biggest growth as a football team. The leadership this year is the biggest improvement that we made from last year to this year.
Maybe, Mike, you can help us all out. Over the years, I've noticed you handle adversity, disappointment very well. How will you handle this latest disappointment?
I think you need to be be the same every day. This is disappointing. This disappointment is really the final chapter of 2014. This isn't the old days where you're able to coach the same team for a number of years. History will tell you that it will be 25%, 30% different next year as far as our roster. So with that, we need to take the lessons that we've learned from this year and apply them to how we build and grow for next year. But 2015 will be a whole different opportunity. You don't ever carry anything from year to year. I mean, you can carry experiences and apply some training from those experiences, but you have to build your football from step one, and we will start that process.
Mike, congratulations on a very good 2014, and look forward to seeing you in 2015, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you, Lance. All
Thanks right. All right. That's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. Thanks for watching this year.